Sorry to interrupt the tea, but we have to take a quick break for our sponsors.
Mo here
and Mooney Holmes here,
and welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving the truth.
I will say my ritual good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Hey, how are you doing today? How was your week, Telly?
It was a week, y'all.
It was a week.
I need another vacation. Work was craziness. Like, so much crap happened. Some stuff I can't even talk about. Let's just say I think getting crazy overtime, okay? Let's just say it like that. But other than that, it's been cool. I ain't really do much. Go to work, come home, try to take care of my house and take care of my mind and do it again. You know, And that is what's popping with me this week.
Well, I just celebrated my birthday this past Sunday.
Whoop whoop!
Yes.
Happy birthday.
And I took that whole day to myself. And
that's
slept.
Right. I don't blame you. Do what you want to do. Hell, it's your birthday.
It's time for relaxation.
Down. That's right.
And now I'm trying to take care of myself, mind, body, and soul. I'm going to start a hair regimen because I want my hair to start flourishing even more.
Girl, you sound like me, girl. I said I got to go to the store today.
And I'm taking care of body by taking woman's daily vitamins and drinking my superfood shakes in the morning.
Come on,
instead
superfood.
Of that fattening breakfast sandwiches and that cappuccino that's not good for your body.
I had a sandwich this morning. I had a Panera bread.
Because I blew, I gained weight. And
girl, you telling. I look at myself in the mirror every day and be like, who is she and where the hell have you, what, who is this?
And I'm like, no, we can't do this no more.
Yes,
we have
right.
to
I'm
take
going to
care
the grocery store
ourselves.
Today. I don't blame you. I'm going to the grocery store. I cannot do this anymore. Like, I've been working out, y'all, but then, you know, some days it's like, I'm going to lay down.
Lord.
I don't know. Y'all, we'll get to all of that later, because I'm telling y'all, I got some stuff, child. Lord. It's just crazy, but yeah, I'm with you with the smoothies and things, friend, and definitely this hair regimen, because I don't know what to do with all of this hair on top of my head. I've come to realize that I don't even, I like weave, but I don't like weave anymore.
I feel the same way.
And it's, the thing about it is, number one, it's the price. I love, listen, y'all, before I used to spend money on buying hair like crazy. I was just talking to my best friend this morning, and I was like, girl, when I worked at Simon's and Athlete's Foot, it wasn't nothing. I used to go get my hair done every 2 weeks, and that means including buying weave.
Yeah,
no pressure, no problem. Go get my nails and stuff done every 2 weeks, and I was making less than what I was making today. And now I'm making more money, and it's like, I can't give y'all that much money for no hair. I cannot. Like, I'm barely making it with my nails. So I can't give y'all $300. And it's an investment. Don't get me wrong. If you take care of it, it is an investment. If you buy bundles of stuff, even with the pack hat, they got pack hat that'll last you. Don't let these people fool you now. They got pack hat that'll last you. Cause what you think we was getting before?
Yeah,
we was getting these quote unquote bundles. They just the bundles outside of
the pack.
That is it. Okay,
that is true.
So
that is true.
With all of that foolishness, but I'm just, I just, yeah, man. I really, got to get on it. My skin, I was looking at my skin the other day. I'm trying to drink more water. I like water, but I don't like water.
You need to get hit with the water and stop drinking soda.
I think it's just, I like soda. It's good. Anyway.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's not good for you, but it tastes good.
Drink anyway. You some natural fruit juices. Buy you some pink lemonade and some lemonade and call it good.
I don't even like them. That's the crazy thing about it. Like, I don't even like sugary. Yeah. Like, I'll go get me some cranberry juice and be like 100% juice or something like that. I won't get, like, you know, the Welch's.
Well, get that. Fruit. It's going to be more expensive, but it's going to be healthy for you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. But I'm just, y'all, pray for me. Today, I went to Panera this morning, and I was like, let me get bacon, egg, and cheese
Lord.
Sandwich on an Asiago cheese bagel. Thank you very much. Yes, I did change my bagel.
You need to
bagel.
Substitute your breakfast for healthy shakes now.
You're right. Either a shake or some fruit. I tried the other day. I had some apples, nuts, like almonds, not almonds, cashews and cranberries for breakfast and water, and I was hungry.
You have to train your body.
I know. Friends.
Nothing's going to happen overnight.
It's not. It. Listen, when I tell you it's a process, because some days I be feeling fine as wine. Little 5 pounds come on. You be like, well, I look cute. And then the 5 pounds come right back on when I go out to eat.
I can't even drink a soda. I feel so guilty and I feel a sugar rush.
I don't. Mm-mm.
And when then, I go to the restaurant, can I have a water, please?
That's get water. I mean. And lately, I've been like, we went to this little happy hour thing after work. All of our coworkers, we decided to do something. So we went and we got drinks or whatever. And I had me a sex on the beach. And then we went inside and I had me a mango and pineapple mojito. And then I think I had two of those. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole bunch of sugar too, that alcohol. I can go out and not have alcohol, but why?
Yeah, it's not right if you don't have a little drinky drink.
A little drinky drink.
I ain't nothing wrong with alcohol. There's probably something wrong with alcohol.
To be honest, too much of anything at this point in life, something's gonna happen if you get too much of anything at this point. So, I guess moderation in all things, people, if you get anything from this conversation.
Yes.
Yes, moderation in everything is A-okay. So,
Lord.
Today.
Lord is right.
For Ties with Telly. Got a couple of interesting things I've been looking at while surfing the web and things of that nature. So you know how we always talking about buying and reselling shoes and where to go and who to get it from and blah blah blah. So I ran across an article about this, I don't know, store, like website called goat.com.
Goat?
They also have goat.
GOAT?
Yes, goat.com.
Very unique.
Goat means something. What does it mean, y'all? I forgot.
Greatest of all time.
There you go. So that's what that means. So they also have an app. So these shoes are professionally,
quote unquote,
cleaned and resold for the higher prices I was talking about. So what they do is, part of the cleaning process, they scrub the shoe, they wash the laces, they remove the lint from like the sock liner. So, you know, the inside of the shoe, they remove the little balls of lint from there. They smooth out the creases from the leather, you know, and then.
Okay.
So then they have a little grading system to where you can see, you know, like, okay, how much, you know, how good of a condition this shoe is in. And you can buy them.
Wow. So I am currently on the site.
Do you see it?
Yes.
And they have so many shoes. Yeezys. And they're literally, like, I was looking at those Off-White Prestos I've been talking about. Because they had came out before. And they're going to come out again June 21st. Just to let y'all people know. And there's a size 14 on there for $2,600 resale. That shoe was $160 when it came out.
How much it is now?
If you read for that size on that website, $2,600 for a size 14. Now everybody don't wear, you know, size 14s. So if you can find a 14, because there's some a lot of Bigfoot people out here. $2,600, and you know that's
because. And how did you find this site? Just Google searching.
No, I was you know, going through the different shoe websites that I look at all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was there. That article was there, and I read the article, and I was looking through the site, and it's amazing, y'all. Like shoes,
and the name.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
They have 1.2 followers on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Their marketing is A1.
Yes, it is. Yes, wow. It is. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. So I got excited because this kind of makes it a little bit easier. You know what I'm saying? You don't necessarily have to go to conventions and stuff, even though it's nice to rub elbows with different people. You know what I'm saying? And talk. But this kind of makes it a little convenient.
True.
If you're looking for some, like you see, it's some Adidas on there, some human Adidas that Pharrell came out with. Like he has a line of different shoes that came out or whatever. They say happiness or human or different things like that. It's one, mm-hmm. I think it's like $2,300 for a pair on there or something. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
But I like their visuals. They doing it.
Yes, they are, honey. So I was, that really caught my attention. It caught my eye, and I was like, this is super dope. Mm-hmm. This is super, super dope. So that's one of the things I wanted to bring to you guys today for Ties with Telly. And then y'all know Reebok questions. I'm guessing a lot of rappers are like jumping on the collab with those.
Mm-hmm.
So Cameron from Dipset.
We know who Cameron is.
Everybody don't.
And he just dropped the queen, but you know it is what it is.
Yeah, she is definitely a queen. She is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she is doing her thing with this candy jewel hair. Not only beautiful,
she's smart.
Yes. And her business, candy jewel hair, baby. Mm-hmm. That hair is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money, but it's amazing. Okay? And she look good wearing it. She looks amazing wearing it. Mm-hmm. And she, my dog got degrees out here, went back to school. Listen, she doing the damn thing.
Exactly. And you over, let me just shut up. But yeah, well, okay, what about her?
What did you say? What?
I said, let you shut up. Because I was going to say something about Cameron, but I'm going to
keep it on. Yeah, shout out, dropped him for no reason. Anyway. So he's collabing with Reebok Questions, and he did a little preview of his shoe on his Instagram. It has like a beige upper. I don't really like the beige, but it has like a purple camo on the toe part, and then there's a where the Q emblem is on the back of the shoe, like it's a little silver part. Girl, tell me why he put a flip phone right there. Instead of the Q. So it's a Q for question, for the Reebok question on the back. I gotta show it to you. So there's a little flip phone instead of the Q on the back to trademark it or whatever as
Cameron. So what made him put the flip phone?
You remember when he first came out, you know, flip phones was kinda like, you know,
So it's a symbolization.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on the the insole of the shoe, one of them on the right side, it says Killer Cam in purple. It's gonna get bought. Period. So, because it's coming from Cameron, the shoe is very unique.
You what can color pull it off. It?
It's beige and purple and white.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's unique. Wow. It's cool.
I want to see the flip phone. That's what
you don't
I'm
see the
to...
flip phone. You don't see the. Okay, let me find it for you. I'm gonna send it to you.
Okay.
I'm gonna send it to you. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting because like when I seen it, I was like, oh, okay, coming out. I said Reebok Question must be the it shoe for, you know, a lot of rappers and stuff. Like, a lot of people collab and stuff like that. I've been seeing a lot. Travis Scott just came out with Travis Scott collab with Jordan and came out with some fours.
See, this is how you, Jesus Christ. These people know what they're doing, okay?
Hello, come on. So, yeah, but the sneaker of the week, this week are some Nike Air Vapor Max 97s. So basically, it's the Air Max 97s at the top, and at the bottom is that little, you know, the little thick bubble that's been coming out. Have you seen those Vapor Max Air shoes that's been coming out?
I think so. They have like a platform at the bottom, and it has like the clear bubbles at the bottom.
Yeah. So it's the Air Max 97s at the top, and it is the you know, the bubble part at the bottom. Those are, they hot. The color is grape, so it's kind of like a blue purplish hint on a like a white silver canvas. It's really pretty. It comes out June 21st. And they're $190.
That's the end of Gemini season.
Girl, shut up. $190, honey.
That's not bad.
No, that's not bad. Look at you saying it's not bad.
Compared to these $200, $300 shoes and $2,000 shoes, it's not that bad at all.
No, it's not. It's really not. And they're hot, though. They are really pretty. I like them. Will I be getting these? Probably not, because, you know, nigga out here traveling. So, got to pick one. Shoes, or, you know, live life. So, and don't worry, because soon I'll be doing both. Hello. Hello. So, y'all don't worry about it. Okay. But, yeah, these are hot. And that is my sneaker of the week. Again, that is the Nike Air Vapor Max 97 Grape. 190, y'all. Y'all got it. Y'all out
y'all
here
got
doing
it.
Boiling. If y'all could buy some. Listen, y'all out here. I don't know what y'all got going.
Take care of the business.
But y'all are doing. Y'all is doing the damn thing.
Okay. So our topic for today on this episode of Brunch Tease is react accordingly. I said accordant. React accordingly. So basically the reason why I picked this topic is because I've been seeing like a lot, especially our celebrities like Kanye, Drake, and Pusha T. Kanye put out, even though we're kind of late on the subject, but Kanye said that slavery is a choice. And when he acted, we reacted the way we felt like we should react.
Child, they was going plum stupid ham. Man, what? Slavery is a what? Got me out your mind. I can't believe he said that. He's black man.
Yeah.
That's like, that shit like, y'all was going in, baby. Y'all was going in.
Yes. And it's like certain situations. I know you may see it as a certain thing, but you gotta understand everybody has different opinions or different views,
levels of thinking. Like some people's minds are more open than other people. Like y'all,
yeah. So what he may feel like it's true, but other people who minds are probably not as open or don't see it his way will come for you. So basically, that's the topic of the day. You have to act accordingly because things will follow you. So
it sure will.
So let's talk about this new thing. Since, you know, music is kind of like my realm with Drake and Pusha T. Have you heard they diss tracks?
Yeah, didn't Drake just respond to him?
No.
Drake, you sure?
They said that Drake and Lil Wayne is in the works of releasing a diss track. Then I saw an article that said that they can't release the diss track because it would ruin Pusha T's career. And then I seen another post where it says that Drake is suing Pusha T for $52 million. So.
Wait, pause. What?
Drake is suing.
Drake is suing him for how?
52 mil.
For what? Defamation of character?
I think so.
Yes. Yes. Get this check. Pusha T got $52 million. Where?
No.
My dog gonna be making music for no reason. He gonna be making music for no reason. He just gonna be making music to pay Drake off. You literally just told all my business. That's what happens. My dog said, you know what? I'm not even finna hit you. Like, I ain't even finna get you yet.
Yeah.
Let me slap this lawsuit on you real quick so you can, whatever money you make is coming to me.
And then a lot of people said, oh, Drake get losing points for that. But Drake is a businessman.
He losing points? I see this as a win. What points?
That's why we say everybody have different views.
He came for my character. I came for his money. What happened?
The thing about it is, when Drake and Meek was going at it, Drake was just speaking facts that we already knew. He just put it in the song. But when Pusha T,
that wasn't even like how you know that? You only know that if you in that world. How you do that? Or you either
like,
that?
Why would you do that? And then you gotta think about it like this: a lot of people in that world probably already knew, but it's not they point to say.
It's not
so. Basically, you tried to trump on me. This is the thing. I think Pusha T made that diss track because he just released the album.
Yeah, and of course everybody be trying to use Drake's name to amp it up. Because as soon as you put Drake on anything, whether he on it or you mention him,
for the man, this man worked hard to be where he at.
Quiet as kept. I want to know the tea about the baby mama for real though.
I think that's his baby because Drake ain't say nothing yet.
Maybe he just waiting suspense, but he should not. Nah, if it's his baby, she could have had her a baby better baby better shower than that.
She could have. And then you see the BB girl. And when Drake said, "I only love my man and my mama," and then they got the Simpson baby in the corner looking sad.
Exactly.
Talking about Drake's baby.
Lord, they couldn't. No. Bro,
and I heard that Drake coming out with a line, like a shoe line. I think it's called Adonis. Mm-hmm. And then the name of his son, quote unquote, is Adon or something like that. That's his baby.
We don't know. We not on Maury. That's what you sound like. That's his baby. That's his baby. Look at him. They look just alike.
I'm just saying that's what they be saying on Maury. If Drake when I guess he released like the cover of the diss track was Drake in a blackface. Drake came to the defense of that, but he did not come to the defense of that.
We don't know nothing.
We don't know, but I know
it do make sense.
Drake is his baby, and I know that's his baby.
And what's her name broke up with him? Serena had broke up with him around that time.
And then she got married and had a baby all of a sudden. I'm like, how you do that, sis? What, you just talking to Drake? Nah, I know.
It don't matter, sis. Moved on and was as happy.
And she got her a billionaire who owns the third largest website in the world, Reddit.
And body snatched. What, baby?
Congrats to Sam.
Yes, Serena. But, girl.
Congrats to sis. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, man. Drake's still the best. Drake's still a king. He's still in my top three. So, I don't care what nobody say.
He's still good people. It's just, you know, stuff happens. Life happens. Like, he's still a regular person at the end of the day. He could have a baby mama. He could have him a baby mama in the dark. Half of y'all don't claim y'all baby mama anyway.
Sure don't.
What you mad at him for?
What you mad? He just trying to be great. He's trying to get these coins.
Okay. Y'all don't claim y'all baby mamas. Nah, that ain't my baby. That baby look just like you walk around here. You're talking about that on child.
And then
you know you was messing with that girl.
You know what other tea got going on?
What's up?
I think the reason why Drake probably waited for this diss track, because if Lil Wayne and Drake got something coming up, because you know Wayne finally got released from Cash Money Records.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. Look at
that. Because Baby had him in a contract where he couldn't release the Carter Five.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
he got
$10 million and he about to release his album with Universal.
It's going to be crazy.
Nicki, Drake, and Wayne release the album.
Yes, that's what's up. Did you see her cover?
I did. Do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way. I love me some Nicki. I like Nicki.
She's cool. And what's funny is I listen to rap music every once in a while, y'all. I really don't listen. For me to even be talking like this, I'm pretty sure she's a little surprised. Like, what's going on? But I saw that cover and I was like, sis.
No, sis, no.
We could.
I love her, but no. It's like,
I don't know.
I miss Pink Friday Nicki and Nicki before she got major, because now she getting watered down. She ain't really coming out with the heat that I know she can come out with. Probably because she's trying to trail records. more than actually make a record. Yeah. But other than that, Nicki, no, that
I don't know what
I understand what you were trying to do, sis, but it wasn't.
I don't. Tell me, because I didn't.
The name of her album is Queen.
Okay.
So she tried to look like a queen on the album cover.
In the tree.
And they didn't work out. I don't know what it was.
The Queen of the Jungle?
It's like, if she would have had that same outfit on in a different set in the background, didn't have to be playing, she had to be laying on a tree. If it was like something different, I feel like it was basic. It was nothing
unique
about
it. It was really basic. It
was nothing unique about it.
Somebody could have took a picture and did a better job. Like,
child.
They could have added some more
graphics. But I'll be listening to the album, sis. You better come hard, because even though if it's trash, I'm still love you, but come hard, because that cover didn't do you no justice.
It didn't. So, with the whole React Accordingly, you know, our topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think... What's the name? What's his name? Pusha T should react to the lawsuit. Like, should you feel like, should he feel like he kind of, well, like you said, people feel like he whacked for it, but Pusha T, my dog ain't gonna make no money.
The thing about it is, I was a child when Tupac and Biggie was going at it, including 50 Cent and Ja Rule. Yeah. So I don't know all the rules.
Oh, Ja Rule and 50 Cent. 50 Cent demolished my dog. I love Ja Rule.
Obviously he did. Because Ja Rule
sat
nowhere
that
to be
ass
found.
Down and still talk about it to this day. My dog.
He won,
he be trying the hell out of Ja Rule. Ja Rule put anything up on social media, it's like 50 Cent smell it. And my dog be commenting. No problem, no pressure. He'll say shit
so
like...
So how did he demolish Ja Rule? What happened?
I don't fuck... Girl, if I knew, I would tell you. But whatever he did, he killed his ass, yo. Because where you see Ja Rule at?
No way. And Ja Rule was on top of the world with Ashanti.
My dog was out here living with
Ashanti. Ashanti came out with herself entitled... Wait, Beyonce had herself... No, it was... Ashanti had her self-entitled album, and Beyonce dropped album. Dangerously in Love. They dropped it on the same week. I remember this because B's my girl. Ashanti was too. I bought both their albums. So they dropped on the same week. Beyonce demolished her, and ever since then, Ashanti been going down. And
but what you thought was going to happen? What Ashanti cannot compare to Beyonce?
Of course not.
True.
But she still could have been out here like Ciara tried to do.
Tried. What'd you say? Keyword.
But she still was out here, though.
No, Ciara was out here. She was.
Okay, then.
She was.
I don't think nobody could compare to Beyonce, but I'm just saying. Ciara was still grooving. Mm-hmm. Ashanti was releasing albums, but it wasn't as good as her first two.
Child. Maybe her writers were different. Because, you know, she ain't
coming. Yeah, I don't think she. I don't know. She probably can write. I can't talk about nobody now. She probably can write, but I don't know.
You seen her produce? Well, let me see. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to see if she's produced anything, if she's written anything, because you never know. People be out here writing songs and we don't even know who the hell they is. They be low key.
They ghostwriters and they making money too.
Let's say, I low key, millionaires and billionaires and be rubbing elbows with everybody and we don't know a fuck thing about them. And that's the way they want it and the way they like it. So. Yeah, but I don't know what the world 50 did to Ja, but that's done.
Yeah, so so people saying y'all need to stop coming for Drake. Yeah, just work hard. When you work hard, you'll get what Drake got. But anyway, when Drake and Meek was going at it, I already knew Drake was gonna kill Meek because Meek just got a track where he yelling half of the time. I don't know. Meek is not my type of rapper.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Like, Meek seemed like he calmed down a little bit.
Sometimes things humble you in life.
But shit, he done been to jail I don't know how many times. So, I think
he been in jail so many times, but he wasn't in jail and in the limelight. For that period of time that he was
not that long, not as long as he has been, no.
And then I seen a video where people were sending him letters and things like that. So that is a humbling experience when you still see that even though Drake bodied you, you still got fans out here that believe in you. That's a humbling experience.
Meek is. At first, I didn't like all the screaming and yelling too.
I still don't. But hopefully this new album he come out with, if he not yelling all the time, because Meek got something.
He did.
He got it. But that yelling,
I just so glad like he cut his hair. Girl, I was so glad when he cut his damn hair. Looking like a homeless person with them braids. Them braids were never kept.
And when Nikki went with him, I was like, sis, what you doing?
He don't call me.
I don't know what it is, but when dudes get out of famous dudes get out of jail. Gucci look good now.
Gucci looks fucking fabulous.
You hear me?
And but I never thought I would say that Gucci a day in my life.
Good.
He looks okay. Gucci is a whole snack out here in this.
I think I was in the video. I was like, oh,
but his girl, Nick, like his girl, she held him down and she really.
Who me?
She wasn't playing. No.
Oh, you talking about Keisha? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, Gucci Keisha girl. She held him down.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, they broke up. They broke up before he went to jail, and then when he went to jail, she stayed by his side. I was like, that's love right there. And for Gucci to do what he did, that's love. Because, you know, some dudes, they be going in and then they come out. You treat them so well while they're in. They come out, they still do you wrong. They leave you astray.
Don't I know it?
Lord.
Don't I know it, y'all? Lord. Yes, they do.
But back to the original question. So Pusha feel a certain way about Drake suing him. The thing about it is rappers back in the day used to be straight rappers. They ain't have businesses, they ain't have assets, they ain't have this, they ain't have that. Well, they probably did, but I never realized it. But Drake literally has an empire that he's trying to build it, and that he has. Mm-hmm. And for you to come at him like that, and then, you know, nowadays endorsements will drop you as fast as
girl
ever.
Like a fly.
Yeah, so he just trying to protect what's his, and you tried to come for him. What? Push a T-man out since God knows when with the eclipse.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, sir? What have you been doing? Nothing. What have you been doing?
We don't know, but it ain't been nothing that we done seen.
Exactly. So you tried to come for the man that built his. I don't think he a sore loser. He just trying to keep.
He's trying to keep his money.
His assets. That's all I see. So it is what it is. So have there ever been a situation where you felt like you could have reacted differently or acted a certain way?
Yeah. I mean, it's been plenty of situations.
Well, give one that you like to share.
Let me think. Yeah. Let me think.
Or is there any situation that you believe you acted accordingly to, and the results of you acting accordingly?
Well, me and my mom, me and my mom had a tough relationship. And me not knowing exactly what my mom has been through in life really affected our relationship. My mom didn't know how to really be my mom because of her past and things like that. So she was raising me the only way she knew how. It affected me a lot. A whole lot. And I used to, like, I really didn't too much care to be in my mom's presence because I was just like, she don't understand me, she don't get me, blase, blase. Like, a couple of weeks ago, I sat down and I talked to my mom. Like, we really sat down and talked. And within talking to her, a whole lot of crying happened, of course, because, you know, a whole lot of revelations happened. And now I finally realize exactly what it is. You know, my mom went through and why she treated me the way she treated me and why, you know, just things transpired between us. So now I am reacting differently towards my mom. I am trying to build a closer relationship with her. Our relationship has not always been close. So now I'm trying to do better. You know, when you don't understand things as a teenager, you know, you push your mom off or you be like, she get on my nerves because she don't understand what I'm going through. Like, at the end of the day, you don't know what people have gone through, or what your parents in general have gone through, in order to for them to treat you the way that they treat you, or do the things that they do. You get what I'm saying? So that's just an example for me. I thank God that now me and my mom, even though I'm 30, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, at least it happened before anything.
Yeah, anything happened. Because, you know, my mom's battled a lot, you know, and I've always been there for my mom. But just because I've always been there doesn't mean that we still had a tight relationship. Like, I love my family, mm-hmm. regardless, you know, of what they have done to me. I am a family type person. I've always believed in family. But I'm just grateful that now me and my mom are on the same
wavelength,
and we are able to talk and able to just
get that's all back y'all to needed.
Oh, girl, I'm trying not to cry, okay?
Don't cry.
But go ahead. What about you? Have you ever been in a situation where you thought you could react differently?
Not differently, but I'm glad that I reacted the way I did. With me, I can say the situation has been with people not believing in what I believe that myself is, or who I am. And there were plenty of times when people told me, you know, you will never get this far, you don't know what you're doing, this and this and that. Mm. And sometimes, like, it'll piss me off so much that sometimes I probably want it to result into a physical altercation.
All the time. Mm-hmm.
But it never went that way. And the more that I keep moving, the more that I keep prospering, I'm seeing that those same people that try to pull me down and try to tell me I'm not, they're in the same place, mentally and spiritually. And probably dream-wise, they're in the same place.
Yeah.
They're stagnant. Uh-huh. So when I look back on certain things, I be like, I'm glad that I just left that situation alone, went on about my business, because I'm flourishing and you still trying to figure out what you're trying to do with your life.
Girl, child, if y'all would have seen this little smile she just did, honey,
I'm not being petty.
No, I know you're being for real. It was just funny because you smiled like, okay, bitch.
Because the reason why I said this was because one of my close friends texted me this morning. Uh-huh. And she used to doubt me so bad. She used to laugh that really? I said I wanted to do this or I wanted to do that. Yeah, she would make jokes about it.
Oh, wow.
She would make jokes about it. Like, subtle jokes. It wasn't like no, let's all laugh at Mooney, but it was
no totally, I know what you like, mean, it's kind of like a little slick.
So she texted me today and she was like, oh, I'm just thinking about you and I just wanted to know, keep winning, I'm proud of you. And I was just like, this is the girl. Same girl. But I understand, but I had to realize I understand why people would try to bring you down, because they don't see themselves going there. Mm-hmm. So they try to bring you down. They can't
see what you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't see what you see, and they may feel some type of way that you're doing what you want to do, and they don't know the situation that they want to be in. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's why I did that little smile, because it just brought back memories. But I do want to get a little deep with this react accordingly. Now, we have been seeing a lot on the news about suicide.
Girl, you read my mind, because I sure wrote that down today too. Like, mm-hmm. it's been crazy. It's been really crazy, y'all.
Yeah, and it's happening more often. Did you read the article about, I think she was a Playboy bunny? No. Before her, it was about a Playboy bunny.
Mm-hmm. Who she killed, her and her son.
Yeah, she jumped off of a building.
Mm-hmm. With her and her son, he was only 7.
Yes.
Because it says something about domestic violence.
Yeah, and I think the father of the child, I guess, was disclaiming the son or something. I don't know. Don't quote me. But it was something where she felt like if she wanted to kill herself and she wanted to take her son, because she felt like her son would suffer without her being here. Really? So she felt the need. Why would she jump with her son?
That, or that, like I said, the domestic abuse. So she probably thought that he'd probably do something with her child. Either one is...
Yeah.
A valid point.
Yeah, so Kate Spade. Like, I never knew how big this person was.
Oh no, she's big.
Yeah, I know who Kate Spade is.
What is she doing?
She has purses and stuff. Like, she has her own line. She's a designer.
Wow. So how did you feel when you seen that article?
I said, because I know you're lying. When I don't know who she is. I said, what? First off, her age. She's only 55. Mm-hmm. She's only 55. And then when I read the article about it, it kind of made me upset because she wrote a suicide letter.
What did the letter contain?
I don't know what the letter contained, but in it, and part of it, it says something about telling her daughter not to blame herself, that it wasn't her fault, but ask her dad. You have literally just mind fucked this little girl.
Wow.
Not only are you not here
how to answer the question.
13.
Wow.
Not only are you not here to answer the question of why. Now I gotta ask my daddy why. I don't know if he's gonna tell me the truth. Now I'm gonna feel like he's the enemy. Mm-hmm. Because you killed yourself because of something he did. Mm-hmm. Now you literally have left me alone. Mm. And I was like, wow, that's a little crazy. Like,
that's like what happened to Mrs. Jessie's, one of the co-founders. She committed suicide because of what a boyfriend did.
And it's just crazy. And oh, even Anthony Bourdain. I don't know if you mm-hmm. still. I watched mm-hmm. Travel Channel. Okay, so I watched the Travel Channel.
I don't know a lot of these people.
He also committed suicide this week. Was yesterday, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe the
yesterday
day before,
or the day before. I think it was the day before.
It may have been the day before. He was 66 years mm-hmm. old. His birthday is literally a few weeks away. So he would have been 67. And I don't understand. Like, I seen someone put on Facebook, like, money can't buy you happiness.
And that's true. We should all know that before. That's why I always preach that you should be one with yourself before you get the money, because it's only going to become 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm. It is only going to be 10
times. Because it's going to be more of a load. You're going to have more people on your back. You're going to have your marketers, your managers, your employees. Like, it's going to be more pressure mm-hmm. on you. Especially mm-hmm. when it comes to the limelight. So if you're not one with yourself, then it's going to get worse. You are
definitely right. It's like some people go to the money because they think it's going to make them happy, but it's not, y'all. Like mm-mm. like you said, you literally have to be one with yourself. You have to know who you are before you become a success. Or even if you don't become a success, just know who you are. Mm-hmm. Because if not,
them voices in people's heads be real.
Trust me, I know, honey.
We all do. We all do, okay?
And I just, y'all, please, if you need somebody to talk to, find somebody to talk to. If you can't find somebody to talk to.
And then you know what somebody put on Facebook that's absolutely true?
What?
She, let me go directly to her status, because I do not want to misread anything. But what she said was true. Give me a second.
Okay.
C said, they keep screaming, check on your strong friends. First of all, you need to check on your damn self to make sure you are in a good place mentally and mm-hmm. spiritually to check on someone else. Hurt mm-hmm. people, hurt people. So please be in a good space with yourself before you reach out. There are some evil people in this world, and they prey on the weak and folks with mental illness. What do you feel about the status that she just put?
No, she's definitely right. You gotta make sure that you're good before you check on anybody else. And sometimes it's even hard for that person, because I can speak on that, because I'm always quote unquote the strong one. Everyone has always come to me for stuff. So now I'm really like trying to focus on me mm-hmm. and really trying to figure out what it is that I want to do and what makes me happy, what I like. And mm-hmm. I've really, along this journey between, I'm going to say, the time I moved out my mom's house. So I moved out when I was 20. I haven't been back since. I'm 30 now. You know what I'm saying? 10 years. In those 10 years, I've always done everything for everybody else to make sure everyone was happy. Mm-hmm. I literally lost myself throughout those years. And now I'm trying to get it back. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard. You have always been a strong pillar for everyone else. And to let go of those reins and really just be like, okay, y'all, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I am exhausted. What? You know what I'm saying? Can somebody help me, please? Help me, please.
Help me, please.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Like, trying to help myself has been crazy. Has been a hard thing. Because you're always thinking about somebody else and never yourself. So it's crazy, but I mean, the word of the day, phrase of the day, whatever you want to get, goes right into.
So what's the word we're talking about?
Viaje. Mm-hmm. It means journey. So, viaje de la vida means journey of life. And that's what the hell I'm on. Okay?
Yeah.
Journey of the damn, of my freaking life. Because, y'all, I got to enjoy it. Like, I'm traveling more. I'm doing more. I'm doing stuff on my bucket list. All that good stuff. But before, I literally was just working to take care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was taking care of myself, but I was also taking care of other people. I don't have no kids, y'all.
Mm-mm.
Okay? I don't have no kids, but I was always worried about my nephew and my niece. And my brother has 4 children. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm always worried about them. I'm worried about my mama because my mom, you know, she got some stuff going on with her health. Worried about my dad. Like, worried about my sisters. Worried about my brothers. Like, worrying about everybody else on top of having to maintain a whole little life for me.
Mm-hmm.
So now Chantelle is doing what Chantelle wants to do.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
And even with doing that, it's hard because some days I don't want to do shit.
It be like that sometimes.
I don't want to do I literally just want to sit down in the middle of the floor and do nothing. I don't want to move. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to exercise. I don't want to do a damn thing. Okay? But I have to. I have no choice. I'm trying to make a better life for myself. You know what I'm saying? And really enjoy my life. So I gotta do what I gotta do. So
it is what it is.
That. So like I said, the word of the day is viaje.
Viaje.
Which means journey. It can also mean trip. It can also mean travel. Listen, y'all, just get your lives together, okay?
And get on y'all viajes.
Exactly. Get on your viajes. Get on your journey, man. That's right, man.
I'm trying, y'all. I'm trying.
You on your journey. You doing it. It's hard. I know it's hard, but you doing it.
I'm talking about with the word, pronunciating the word.
You did it.
Viaje. Oh, okay. Viaje.
All right. Viaje.
So, for this episode of React Accordingly, the Untapped Essential quote is, "You have exactly one life in which everything you'll ever do will be monitored and critiqued."
Yes.
React accordingly. At first, I wanted to name the podcast Act Accordingly, but React made perfect sense because it's telling you to act, but then you have to, like, you know, you have to act and then you have to counter react.
You got to think about that. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So act accordingly, people, especially if you're trying to be in the limelight with anything you do. It could be at work, it could be at school, it could be at home, it could be, you know, on social media. You have to act accordingly because you're being monitored 24/7, whether you believe it or not. People are waiting for you to make a post. People are waiting for you to do something dumb so they can talk about it. People are waiting to talk about you. Mm-hmm. Act accordingly. That is my advice and the word for the day. So do you have any closing remarks, Telly?
If y'all need someone to talk to, if y'all need someone, please go talk to somebody. If you're feeling any type of, having any type of suicidal thoughts, or
talk to someone you trust.
Feel like hurting yourself or doing anything, please reach out to someone, because literally, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it,
y'all. Trust me.
And I know it can seem like the end of the world for your world, and you feel like the best thing for you to do is just to take your own life, but it's not. Because at the end of the day, once you take your life, you're going to affect the lives of others in the worst way. Not a good way. Yeah. The worst way.
Exactly. Prime example, like I said, Kate Spade left the suicide note and mm-hmm. told her daughter not to blame herself, but to ask your dad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No, I don't.
How mind fucked that little girl is now?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Like, literally, you literally just blame my father for your death. You want me to go ask him why you died, and you're not even here to answer the question. I got to deal
with all those things. How do I know it's for real? Because if I saw my dad as this pillar and he was doing everything right, and now you telling me, oh my God, it reminded me of this article that I saw on Facebook. Facebook is the new news, y'all. I don't watch TV like that. Mm-hmm. Facebook is my news channel. So it was this lady. She kidnapped a girl from a hospital.
Oh yeah, raised. I remember.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And raised her for 18 years. This girl mm-hmm. thought that this was her real mom
mm-hmm.
for 18 years. And then I don't know how the people find out, but they find out, and now the family, they're not suing her, but they want her to be in jail. Now she's facing 18 years in jail. And now the girl that was raised by this lady that she knew all her life as her mom has a real family that she don't even know. And now her mom that she knew all her life is going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Can you see
that? That girl is messed up right now.
Yeah. I would be too. Like, this lady, yeah, she kidnapped me, she did the wrong thing, but it's not like she took bad care of her. I would see if she abused her or something like that. Okay, cool. Now I got a new family that's probably gonna treat me better. All right, fine. But this lady really just real deal took care of her.
Yeah. And that's all she knew.
Yeah, that's all I know. Now she's going to jail. By the time she get out, I'm gonna be 36.
Now I gotta look at this lady like,
I don't even like know who you, she you is. I got to figure her out. You know what I'm saying?
It's conflicting feelings. Mm-hmm. That will mess with you.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's crazy. So, like I said, if you need somebody to talk to, please, please reach out to a family member, friend, somebody who you trust. Or if not, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. It is 1-800-273-8255. Please.
Please
react accordingly. Please
react accordingly.
And that's,
and then even if you may feel like the people that's around you is not, find you a church home, or find you like a support group that's going through the same thing that you're going through. Mm-hmm. Because people that understand you will understand you more, mm-hmm. instead of just listening to you and trying to come up with what they feel is right.
Because
sometimes what they feel is right may not be right for you.
Definitely not.
So.
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah. So basically.
There's a purpose for life, y'all.
Yes, it is. You just have to find it. Once you find the purpose, no matter what I'm telling y'all now. If you find your purpose in life, no matter what you go through, it's going to run away like a breeze in the wind. You ain't even going to feel it, because you know your purpose. You know what you're chasing. You know what you're going after. So, find it, and everything will be A-okay. It's going to be struggles, but when life, you become one with yourself, and you find your purpose, everything will be A-okay. The universe will start conforming to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the God honest truth coming from Mooney. Okay, you guys. Thank you for... We're not going to get too deep because we don't want to get emotional. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Teas. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At Facebook at Brunch Teas. Twitter at Brunch Teas _ and Instagram at Brunch Teas _. Is it Brunch Teas _ on Twitter or Brunch Teas? And I made a page. I think it's just Brunch Teas.
It's Brunch Teas.
Yes, it's just Brunch Teas. And also on our official website at brunchteas.com. Also, you can follow me everywhere at Mooney Holmes and my official website.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Telemo _, as well as Telemo on Facebook. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and SoundCloud.
Okay. And SoundCloud.
We will be back next week with what, Mooney?
More heat for them ears.
Yes, we will be. So, thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate you guys. And guess what? Y'all can have a great day.
Great day, great great month, great year.
Yep, that's right. Make it great, people. Make it great. Have a nice one, y'all.
Bye.